Osman, dear friend, it's a great pleasure to be here, and I would like to thank the Hungarian Academy of Sciences and the UNESCO for this invitation to the World Science Forum. I'm going to talk about the strategy in my country, but what's happened since the last 6 years, where we had strong proactive policy for development of renewable energy and energy efficiency. More than that, it was the priority in our energy policy. It was wanted at the highest level of the state, and we put some objective to reach from 2009 to 2020. 2 gigawatt wind, 2 gigawatt solar, and 2 gigawatt hydro to be implemented. We are already at half time now, and we almost having 3 gigawatt of renewables in our grid. How southern country decided to do that? I remind you that Morocco is emitting more, 4 times less CO2 than a European. And we had a debate in our country. Why should we go to more expensive energy at this time? For us, it's not more expensive energy. When you have a strategy, not only power project, when you have a strategy including electricity production, energy independence, industry integration, regional development, when you add all this, renewables are becoming a way of development. And that's how we manage to convince all the actors that the approach has to be implemented, even in southern country. Objective to reach, proactive policy, objective to reach, new institutions. To implement that, we developed institutions dedicated to implement the solar program, MAZEN, to develop the wind program, but also new legislation, a new law for renewable energy, a new law for energy efficiency, allowing anyone who wants to produce electricity from renewables to have the legal point to have the possibility to do it. That's why we have public project today, and we're going to connect to the grid in the next days the biggest solar thermal plant in the world, 160 megawatt in one step, with solar thermal storage that can work also at night. Because the big issue for renewables, as you know, if you want to reach one day 100% of renewable energy, and it's possible when we're going to manage the storage. And what's going on in the storage right now is huge. It's huge in the thermal way, but also in the electricity, with a new way of storing, new kind of batteries that are under development. When you have this in mind, you can think, and I was listening to Mr. Bencher, when we're talking about Africa, how many countries with only 30% of the population who has access to electricity today. We think that maybe there is a new way of electrifying countries. New way using more renewables, maybe sometimes decentralized, but also centralized. And what we are doing in Morocco today, it's big power for wind, because we have huge, huge potential for wind, for solar, for marine energy also, with 3,500 kilometers of coast. We are also following the development in France, but also in other countries, and we believe that there is opportunities for this in the future. So, proactive policy, new institutions. I'm the general manager of ADERE. ADERE is the Renewable Energy and Energy Efficiency National Agency. It was a former center created in 1982 after the second oil shock. As Morocco is very energy dependent, it was decided at this time to have a center for development that works with UNESCO at this time also with for the solar program. But in 2009, it was decided to transform this center to an agency dedicated to follow this program, this strategy. So legislation, institutions, objective, and also industry integration. For the first solar plant in Ouarzazate, 30% is developed in Morocco. We had joint ventures with European companies. We developed some own projects with the Moroccan industrials, and we believe that there is an opportunity for creating jobs in the north and in the south when you have the good strategy. Another point, R&D. We have an institution dedicated to R&D who follow, and we have a platform for research on solar energy in Ouarzazate, developed by Mazen. And it's very important to have keep in mind that in all countries, we have to look at, of course, when we talk about solar energy in our countries, because of the solar potential, we have much more easy and economic solutions. But we believe that by this cooperation, and I'm glad that we have this cooperation with UNESCO, also for training center that we have in Marrakech now, and that is a training center for Africa, because it's not only a matter of technology, it's also a matter of capacity building in those countries. And it's the huge issue. We need to have the people also trained. And I would like to add one small project that we have also in Morocco, this big project on wind and solar. But also we have, for agriculture, for example, solar pumping program. 100,000 farmers having solar pump, it's 500 megawatt, is the size of the Ouarzazate project, solar Ouarzazate project. So we believe that we have the two solutions, and that for renewables, we can use it for big power, and we still believe that solar roofs in the households, solar pumping, solar lighting for public lighting, all those applications also are really interesting today because of the new economy, because of the new situation. And we have reached the grid parity in Morocco. We have private projects without any feed-in tariff in the wind, in the solar, and we have big industries like cement industry, steel industry, mining industry. They're developing their own wind parks. They're developing their own wind parks because they have better price than the grid. So we are in a situation where you have today solutions, economic solutions, when you have, of course, the potential, when you have a very good wind regime or solar regime, solar radiation, so you can have very economic solutions. One thing, very important, we stopped subsidizing fossil fuel. When you stop subsidizing fossil fuel, the price, you can compare the price, and you are in a solution that is completely competitive. It's very important. Another point that I want to mention is that we managed to attract green financing. We're talking about COP21, COP22, next year in Morocco, but the key question, mainly for southern countries, we need to have this fund, this green fund that we're talking about of $100 billion every year, to help those countries that are not the responsible of the climate change, but they're leaving the issues linked to climate change. And in Africa, only on the Kyoto Protocol, only 2% of the projects were dedicated to Africa. We believe that with the discussion in Paris, we'll have more possibility for Africa, as we need to help to give the accompaniment to those countries for developing their own solar or wind or renewable strategy. So that's the key question. But what happened in the world these last years? Europe, 2 years ago, the first source of electricity came from renewables. Wind, solar, hydro, biomass. So that means that the energy transition is already here. We believe also that because what we are living in the country, Morocco is importing from Europe 15% of its electricity. We are connected to Europe. We think, and we maybe it's a dream, but we are here in the academy, and you can dream, I think, especially in this beautiful place. I would like to say that we think that to export tomorrow green electricity from southern Mediterranean countries to the north can be one of the solutions. We believe that as we are importing, we can export tomorrow because we can produce very cheap, clean energy in our region. And I think that this approach can can not only give some projects, but give many solutions on the development between the North and the South, on creating the jobs in the North and in the South, by developing projects, by maybe stopping immigration. And that's something that is also that we should keep in mind. So I will be glad, I don't know who's going to be, of course, in Paris, with my friends from Adam, and Dominique is a great friend, a long time friend. I hope also in Marrakech next year, where we think that these solutions can start to be implemented step by step. Thank you very much indeed.